Well, it's Friday. We got lots to get to. Can you really throw that mask away and not wear it anymore? We'll get to all the details. We'll get to the mayoral debate. The first mayoral debate was last night. It was it was hard to watch. It was really difficult to watch. So if you couldn't get through it, we'll break it down for you. You know, Governor Cuomo has a history of saying some really dumb stuff sometimes that gets him in trouble. He does briefings for hours and hours and hours, but every so often he just says something and he puts his foot in his mouth. Remember that comment, America was never that great? Remember that one? That took a while to go away. And now he's got another one going on. So apparently, here's the mask situation. Israel is a disaster area there, being attacked with rockets. The war has broken out. It's horrible. This is because of Biden in that Hamas knows now they can do whatever they want. They wouldn't do this with Trump in power because Trump would back up Israel like crazy. They know Biden looked the other way. He's in the basement. He's asleep. He's not paying attention. They can do whatever they want. So you got that going on. Then you got inflation, incredible inflation starting. Then you got the gas pipeline had to pay the ransom. Not much Biden could do to help. You got the border out of control. So you could, if you wanted, you could try to solve all these problems, but that's a little complex for Biden. So instead, you just announce, and no masks anymore. You can take your mask off. This is all to distract you. It's make you feel better. It's like at the, you know, when the you're a kid and the doctor gives you the shot, but he gives you a lollipop at the end. This is your lollipop. And the CDC isn't anything. It's like a little silly. Do you even understand what it is, Joe Bartlett? It's a nonprofit fundraising operation.
Yeah.
And somehow
quasi-government.
It's quasi-government. The government claims it's part of the government, but it's in Atlanta, and it's a big fundraising operation. They raise millions for no one knows what. And it's a very questionable little organization. But remember, 6 weeks ago, you had to wear 17 masks everywhere. You had to, in your own house, you had to wear them. Now, 6 weeks later, it was all doom and gloom from the CDC. 6 weeks later, everything's fine. Take your mask off. This is just a feel-good move to distract you from the fact that Biden's first 100 days, a disaster. But Joe Biden can take the mask off. Stop walking around looking like a bank robber from a silent movie. here he is.
CDC is saying they have concluded that fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
I love the way he says the CDC is saying, what the hell do they know? They have no expertise on this at all. And the woman that runs it is like a far left-wing progressive. She looks like one of those nut job mayoral candidates last night. She's a real far-left wacko. So they just do whatever they're told over there. It's a fundraising operation, and they told her to lift the mask thing.
After a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
Yeah, there you
go. It's not an enforcement thing. We're not going to go out and arrest people. But the fact of the matter is, I still believe the vast majority of the American people care about the safety of their neighbors and care about if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask, and you can shake hands. You can even give each other a hug. But if you've not been vaccinated, please wear the mask.
Hey, Joe, be careful with that hug stuff. This has been a lifetime problem for Biden, a little too much hugging. So hope he's careful about that. So Dr. Jill Biden, she has an education degree. She's a community college English teacher and calls herself Dr. Jill Biden, was seen going to events yesterday. She visited a vaccination site. She met with local officials on the runway. But in each of these events, you'll notice no mask. No mask. And she went to the vaccination center where people are getting vaccinated, which means they don't have the vaccination yet. So that was pretty brave, no mask. And again, you really don't need a mask. Cuomo, just to make us uncomfortable, is saying he's going to keep the mask mandate, which is a good idea for New York State, because if you're ever near Cuomo and he's trying to kiss you, the mask will help. It's a little defense there. And little Dr. Fauci, desperate, desperate to stay on television, wants all the schools to reopen in
September. People who've been vaccinated now, they really do need to get the feel that we're approaching some form of normality.
Yeah, now, if it does go back to normal by the fall and everything's over and that's it, this guy will be on suicide watch. His whole life is devoted to getting himself on television. He's a media whore, publicity hound, never does any work all day, does 100 things a day, TV shows, podcasts, radio shows, never does any actual work. What will he do then? Will he try to get a big TV deal, big TV contract? Could be. Those are just CNN, MSNBC type networks, NBC, they love him. They could give him a big contract, but they might say, well, the pandemic is over. What's this guy going to talk about? Is he really worth a couple million a year? But we'll see how he gets himself out of this. So, hey, by the way, Bill Maher tests positive. Now, he was fully vaccinated. Now, don't get alarmed by that. Remember, if you're vaccinated with the Moderna or Pfizer, it's 95% that you will not get the virus. But if 5% could. So if you vaccinate 100 million people with those vaccines, 5 million can still get the virus, so it's going to happen. And don't go by the case of Bill Maher, because Bill Maher sleeps with 57,000 women a week. So he is not the king of social distancing. Nobody runs around. Bill Gates couldn't keep up with Bill Maher. So don't go by that case. But the good news is, if you have the Pfizer or Moderna, it's 100% that you won't get a serious case. Johnson & Johnson, 66% you won't get the virus, but 100% you won't get a bad case. Governor Cuomo explained everything perfectly. You know, when he says to these women, tell me about your sex life. Do you sleep with older men? Do you like older men? Do you have sex? Joe Bartlett, you employ people. You ever said that to anybody?
No, not that way.
No. Nobody's ever said that to anybody. You can't ask that of anybody, ever. But he says there's no harassment. Yeah, maybe it made people feel uncomfortable, but
I am very eager to tell them the other side of the story, because it is a much different story.
Now, first of all, he gets on television every day and rambles for an hour and a half. If you're so eager to tell the story, you know what? Tell the story. Well, what is his argument that he can't tell the story now?
I don't know why he wants to wait. I mean, yeah, exactly. Tell us now. Yep.
It's like if I came on and said, I'm very eager. I really want to talk about the mayoral debate. And then I do the whole show in the next 2 weeks and I never mention it. If I'm so eager, why didn't I do it? He's eager to talk about it, but he can't talk about
it. The truth will be told. And the truth is much, much different than what has been suggested.
Yeah. But he can't tell you about it. Speak now. I mean, the guy does an hour and a half briefing every day where he rambles about everything on earth.
Harassment is not making someone feel uncomfortable. That is not harassment. If I just made you feel uncomfortable, that is not harassment. That's you feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. Okay, so every legal expert, every attorney, everybody in the world says that is the craziest statement. That's right up there when he said, America was never that great. So, what is he thinking with that? So he's acknowledging he made people feel uncomfortable, right?
No. He said, some people felt uncomfortable, but not necessarily because he wanted them to feel uncomfortable. That's on them.
I didn't want them to be uncomfortable. Would you be uncomfortable? Should they be uncomfortable? Is it right to be uncomfortable? Are people uncomfortable? I get uncomfortable sometimes, so... He should just tell him, you know, don't do that. We are New York tough. I think he's in real trouble here with that.
He's coming across very confident. I think he's going to he's going to get away with this. I guarantee you, some of these things were consensual, and the other, you know, the little flirty talk may have been mutually agreeable, or, you know, I don't know that it was all unwanted.
You mean he'll say, when I said that, she gave me just as bad an answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She flirted back. Yep. How do you prove that? And what if the women deny it? But you're saying he's going to get through this because he sounds so confident about it.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that, some of these things were consensual. Yeah, there's some.
No, that's a separate issue. That's as Mo Green would say, he was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. There's that side of him.
Right.
So that was going okay. Well, we're not talking about that side. But you think because he's so confident, he must know he's going to get through. He knows he's going to get through. Mm-hmm. But there could also be. He's in real trouble, and he knows the smartest thing to do is act so confident that you con your way through this somehow. A lot of good con men do that. They act so confident that maybe you think they didn't do it.
Well, it could be that, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It could be either one. There's still hope. Hey, the mayoral debate last night, you didn't see that, did you?
Yes, I did. I watched some of it.
And see that everybody asked, I watched some of it. Nobody could make it to the end. Nobody.
It was ridiculous. No.
In fact, if you watch carefully, half the candidates weren't even watching anymore. They were looking at their phone. It was like, the problem is it was a Zoom thing. So it looked like a bad, it looks like the Addams Family meets the Brady Bunch with everybody in their little squares. And there were two or three nut jobs. I don't know who the hell these people were. It was Morales and Wiley, two far left screaming progressives about get rid of the police. So forget these two. Nobody's going to pay attention to that. This guy I keep telling you about, Donovan, Sean Donovan, who looks like he just came from like a racquetball game in Darien, Connecticut. That's in the commercials. Did you see him last night? I didn't realize he's such a mean, nasty guy. Came off as very nasty, didn't he?
He just was the odd man out in that picture.
Yeah. He's just too preppy Connecticut looking, but he was nasty, arrogant, mean. He's just the way he came across. Yang was pretty good. He looks a little goofy sometimes, but he was pretty good, very confident. And Eric Adams, you got to give the guy credit, whether you agree or disagree. Very, very confident looking, very smooth. Didn't flinch. And I know he's been asking a lot of people in the law enforcement world about what his message should be. He's trying to walk a tightrope between the defund the police crowd and the let's bring back law and order crowd. So he's trying to come up with a message for both. And he's been asking a lot of police people and law enforcement experts, so what about this, what about that? So he's trying to just tread water there on that. So, but he was pretty...
There's no one on this Zoom that has a greater depth of knowledge around public safety than I do. Because of that knowledge, I know gun buyback programs are not good programs because those are not the guns we are looking for. It's good to do cosmetically.
He was pretty good about that. You know, it sounds very arrogant to say, I'm the only one that I have more. But he said it in just the right tone of voice. Calm, confident. It was pretty good. But Yang looks like a nice guy, just a little goofy.
And let me be clear, defund the police is the wrong approach for New York City. We need to evolve to a 21st century form of policing.
Yeah, and then you got the only guy who's got a shot of maybe catching up in this top two is Scott Stringer. He's got the resume, but a nerdy little guy.
We cannot in this moment simply go back to the Giuliani style of policing that impacted black and brown children, that scarred them, and we have to seek a better way.
Yeah, I don't know. People like that Giuliani era is pretty safe. And where was he? Was he screaming out against that policing back then? I don't think so. No. So what about the allegation, the woman?
I take it very seriously. My wife is a survivor. We've had long conversations about it, but this is an allegation that's not true.
What does that mean? His wife was sexually harassed at one point?
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody ever, it's something's wrong with that debate. Nobody asked a survivor of what? What do you mean? And did he harass the woman? Here was his explanation.
Harassment is not making someone feel uncomfortable. That is not harassment. If I just made you feel uncomfortable, that is not harassment. That's you feeling uncomfortable.
All right.
Keep using that one.
Yeah, no, Stringer didn't have the nerve to claim that. So let's see if there's a quote. Hey, this happened yesterday, this whole exchange with Cuomo. In the briefing yesterday, when a reporter asked him about it, he's getting a lot of flack for this, so probably no briefing today as a result. He'll claim, well, it's Friday. I don't do it on Friday, even though every Friday he's done a brief. Well, we'll see if he does it. We'll see if he shows up again today. We got lots to get to and plenty to talk about, so don't go anywhere. Check out the webpage. We put up new video every day. Hey, one of the things that happened during the lockdown, I started watching Law & Order. They do these marathons every night. I don't know if you do this too. I've become addicted to Law & Order. Watch this. Here's the great comedian John Mulaney with the funniest explanation of the show Law & Order. It's hysterical. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.